Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Patriots Today. I'm Miranda Mason alongside Bob Soucy. It was a little bit of a soggy night tonight, Bob, but not a soggy win. Your first thoughts on the Patriots play today?
Well, first of all, the rain could not dampen the enthusiasm and energy for the fans, of course. Happy to celebrate last year's Super Bowl championship. The banner unveiled. Tom Brady, where he belongs, a quarterback for the Patriots. Another terrific performance by Tom. Four touchdown passes, three of them to Rob Gronkowski. So you like to see the offense operating. Gronkowski and Scott Chandler, two tight ends, unstoppable. Those are certainly the positives that stand out. But cause for concern, too. D'Angelo Williams averaged 6 yards a carry, well over 100 for Pittsburgh. And Ben Roethlisberger with a big night in particular, throwing to Antonio Brown.
How much do you think of D'Angelo Williams' performance was due to Easley? His injury in the first quarter on the first drive.
Yeah, no question about it. It's a significant loss for the team. Hip injury, we don't know the status, of course, in the relative short term or long term. Dominic Easley is a guy who's battled injury problems throughout his collegiate and now brief pro careers. But there's no doubt they've got to get stouter in the middle, especially with Buffalo on the horizon a week from Sunday.
Absolutely. So let's talk Gronk. You can't not talk Gronk after a day like today. Three touchdowns for the big tight end. What did you see? Was it just a – he told us earlier in the week he was going to be jacked up. Was he just jacked up, or is that what we've come to expect from Gronk?
That's what we come to expect, especially when you try to put a linebacker on Rob Gronkowski. And there were a couple of times, in particular down on the goal line, where Pittsburgh tried to do exactly that. And there is no way you can cover Rob Gronkowski one-on-one, in particular with the linebacker. But also Pittsburgh at times tried to jam him at the line, make things difficult. We saw the Steelers really fail to adjust what the Patriots were doing. There was a lot of confusion for Pittsburgh defensively at times.
Now, we knew we were going to see Gronk. We were going to see Edelman for the first time today. But the big question mark coming into today was running back for both squads. LeGarrette Blount didn't play, so Deion Lewis stepped up in his place and had a day for himself. What did you see from him?
Deion Lewis was dynamic at times, a guy that made yardage inside with some nifty footwork and, of course, was a threat in the passing game. Really critical for an early drive for the Patriots to get them going offensively with his pass-catching skills. 120 yards of all-purpose production from Deion Lewis. So certainly positive signs, but Lewis is going to learn around here. If you don't maintain ball security, you're not going to get future opportunities. Fortunately for him, he did, and the Patriots went on to win.
We talked to Gronk about that particular fumble recovery, and we asked him, did you think you had the touchdown? And he kind of laughed and shook his head and said, no, I knew we were going back onto the field for that one. But luckily, they have Tom Brady under center. What did you see from the veteran QB tonight?
He was outstanding. 19 passes in a row completed at one point. Again, Brady was able to carve up the Steelers. When he had Edelman, he found him. When he needed Gronkowski, he got him. Tom Brady tonight picked up where he left off in Super Bowl 49. That fourth quarter against the Seahawks, terrific. That was Tom Brady again this evening.
All right, well, next week we are on the road at Buffalo. We've got 10 days off before the Patriots are back on the field. But tonight, they've gift-wrapped it and tied it with a bow, a 28-21 win here in Gillette Stadium. I'm Miranda Mason with Patriots Today alongside Bob Soucy.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.